Now, in our legal talk segment today, we want to look more closely at the work of Legal Aid South Africa. As you may know, they are there to help offer legal assistance to those who might not be able to afford their own private attorney, for example. And the umbrella for who falls under the opportunity to access help has actually just been adjusted, which is why we thought it was a good time to have this conversation today and give you the very latest info on how to access help in what sort of circumstances. Such a pleasure to have with us in studio the head of the Legal Aid South Africa office in Bellville, Renel Arendse. Renel, thanks for joining us today. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Pippa. Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure. Firstly, let's start with a very broad question. For those who don't know Legal Aid, can you tell us a little bit more about who you are and what services you actually offer?
Thank you very much. So Legal Aid South Africa, we get to bring the Constitution to life every day. So we assist our indigent people in South Africa to get tax-funded legal assistance. It is important then for us to make sure that those people that qualify for our assistance actually pass our means test or qualify in terms of our means test.
And I know you've just adjusted the parameters for that means test. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about where those parameters sit? Who is allowed to come to you and ask for help?
That's correct. So we've adjusted the means test as of the 1st of April 2024 in line with the consumer CPI.
Yes, consumer price index. Yes. We all have that moment. Don't worry.
So in terms of our means test, firstly, you will apply for legal aid. And when you apply for legal aid, if you are employed, we will complete a means test. Okay. So the means test has just been adjusted, meaning that if you're a single applicant, you will apply for legal aid and your income should not be more than 8,700 rand after tax deduction.
After deductions
that's
per month.
Good. Only tax deduction.
Okay, that's good to know. And yeah, carry on.
So in a criminal matter, if you apply for legal aid, the assessment will be in terms of a single person, so a single means test. So only your income will be taken into account. However, in a civil matter, we take a household income or a household means test. And in terms of the adjusted means test, we are now looking at a combined household means test of 9,500 rand. That is only part A of our means test, the income.
Okay, what else is involved in the
we
means test?
We then look at part B of the means test, then looks at the assets or what belongings do you have, what possessions, like the value of a motor vehicle. Or if you have a home, what is the value of your motor vehicle or your home? If you have a home, then your belongings must not be more than 754,400 rand.
If you own your own home.
If you own your own home.
Okay.
So the threshold is then cut off at 754,400 rand.
Okay, so if you're living in a 1.5 million rand house, you don't qualify for
you
medic,
will not
for
qualify
aid, yes.
for now means test.
Okay, but if, under that you would.
If you don't have a home, but you've got furniture and some other belongings, then these belongings must not be worth more than 160,800 rand.
Thank you for setting that out. Okay, so there again, even if you don't own your own house, you will take into consideration other belongings, cars, furniture, clothing, whatever it may be. And if that is more than 160,800 rand, you wouldn't qualify. If you do meet those criteria, so you've met the income criteria, you've met the assets and immovable and movable assets criteria, what does that unlock for you, Renel? Can you tell us a little bit more about the kind of help legal aid can offer?
Okay, so we assist our clients in both criminal matters and in our civil matters. So a criminal matter is where you've been charged or suspected of committing a criminal offence. And then we assist our clients at the criminal courts. However, we also assist our clients with civil matters. And civil matters is very broad, but the definition is basically when there's a dispute between two parties. Mm-hmm. So, for example, family law or contract law or labour law. So these are some of the civil matters that we will do. Or if you want to challenge a local authority, or you are threatened, or an application is brought against you for an eviction matter. So in those type of matters, we also assist our clients. However, there's another leg to the application. Mm-hmm. So the second leg is that there must then be prospects of success in a civil matter.
Okay, so you're not going to take on a hopeless case as legal aid. You need to be able to believe that there is a chance that you might have success in the case.
Correct. And there's a whole lot. It's not necessarily a matter might look hopeless, but we might very well find a reason to be able to assist the client.
Who are the people who work at legal aid? Have they gone through the same kind of legal training and qualifications as the very expensive lawyer sitting in a suit on the top floor of a building in Cape Town?
Oh, definitely, yes. So we are all qualified with our university degrees, and we have to write a competency-based examination as well. All of our lawyers go through the same process as any other attorney that you would have outside Legal Aid South Africa.
Which is incredibly reassuring. And I just want to say, anybody who's come in halfway through the conversation, you're listening to the guest who has joined me in studio, Ranel Arendse, who is the head of the Bellville local office of Legal Aid South Africa, explaining to us how the legal aid system works, who qualifies to make use of their services, and what kinds of matters they can help with. If you've got any questions, you're welcome to send a WhatsApp to 072-567-1567. As one of our listeners has already done, Ranel, asking, would you be able to assist in a divorce case?
That's correct. We definitely will be able to assist any client in a divorce matter.
That's good to know. Okay, so again, as long as you meet those means. Now, that's a tricky one. So that's a civil case. You would look at the household income before divorce, essentially. So you'd have to take into consideration both spouses' income. That's so difficult.
No, actually, in a divorce matter, there is an exclusion.
Okay.
So because we are appearing for only one of the spouses, only that spouse's income will be taken into consideration. So there is a difference then when we deal with a civil matter and it's a divorce matter.
Okay, thank you for clarifying that. And thank you to the person who asked the question. That's very helpful. Another question, are children able to access legal aid?
Oh, yes. So when children apply for legal aid, we actually do not complete a means test in a criminal matter. Children automatically qualify for legal aid. However, if it's a civil matter, we then might consider the family's income and they need to be able to then pass the means test.
Okay, so that's important if you're in the terrible position of having a child who has been accused of a criminal, whether it be shoplifting or whatever it may be, they automatically qualify for assistance from legal aid. I mean, it strikes me, Ranel, it must take a very special kind of person with a big heart for helping people to go into this kind of law, because this is not the practice that's going to earn you a fancy house and a portion of Ferrari, as many lawyers, I think many listeners think lawyers do. What sort of person makes a good legal aid lawyer?
Okay, so we as an organization, we have certain values that we set out and we are aligned with those values. So like I said in the beginning, we get to bring the Constitution to life every day. So we have a passion for justice. We thrive on the spirit of Ubuntu. We have integrity and accountability. We believe that service excellence is important. We are serving the most indigent people of South Africa who might not have a voice, who might not be able to stand up for their rights. And so we go beyond that. We're also trying to educate the communities so that they are able to stand on those rights and bring those, with that information that they have, bring their own rights to life.
Ranel, what have been some of the most gratifying cases you've worked on? Do you want to give, obviously without naming names or identifying people, do you want to give us a sense of some of the cases where you feel you've made a difference?
Yes. It is a tough one because you don't want to divulge too much information. But I think for me, it's one of the matters is when you deal with a child's matter and you get to be the voice of the child. Parents are in dispute and the matter then comes before children's court, and you get to influence a magistrate on what is in the best interest of that child and to make a decision that will affect that child's future.
Yeah.
And that is very gratifying.
We are speaking to Ranelle Arensa of the Bellville local office of Legal Aid South Africa. If you've got any questions, you've got just a minute or two left to send through a message on 072-567-1567. One of our listeners asking, if the means test takes into consideration that you own a home, what if that home wasn't purchased but was granted in a divorce settlement? Quite a technical question, but can you respond to you?
Yes, I can. So, like I said, we do look at the valuation of the house. So if it belongs to the party who was successful in receiving the home in the divorce settlement, we do take it into account.
Okay.
But I must say that the means test, if you do not pass it, it's not the end of the road. We have what we call an appeal process. So where the executives look at other circumstances. Is this person then able to afford private representation even though they do not qualify? And those things such as, I received the house in a divorce settlement, I'm not able to afford a private lawyer. All of those is taken into account when we follow the appeal process.
That's really good to know. I'm so glad you asked the question. Thank you to the person who sent that in. So in closing, Ranelle, how does one access all of this? If you are listening to all of this going, these might be the people who can help me, I think I might pass that means test. How do they make contact with Legal Aid?
Okay, so you can contact us on our advice line, which is 0800 110 110.
0800 110 110.
Yes. If you don't have a landline or you don't have airtime, you are welcome to send us a please call me. The listeners are welcome to send us a please call me, and our agents will call them back on 079 835 7179.
079-835-7179. I've written down both of those numbers. So if anybody listening to this wasn't near a pen and paper or can't write safely, you're welcome to mail me or call after the show and we'll gladly share that info. Ranelle, anything else you'd like our listeners to know that I should have asked you?
Yeah. Just one important note. Yeah. Because we are a tax-funded organization, our services are free. And you as the client, you do not pay anything for our services. So Legal Aid South Africa lawyers, we will not ask you for any money and no monies must be paid to our lawyers.
I'm so glad you reminded me that should get mentioned, Ranelle. It's probably the most important thing of all. So thank you for ending on that note and so appreciate you joining us in studio
today.
Thank
you very much, Pippa. Thank you for having us.
Lovely to have you on the show. Legal Aid's Ranelle Arends, the head of the Bellville local office. Once again, if you'd like to reach out for advice, the number to dial is 0800 110 110.